On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it's Nicola Everett.
Our top story this lunchtime is about the first campaign of its kind to get more women to go for cervical screening. Figures are currently at a 20-year low. Lucy's got the details for KMFM.
Two women in England die from cervical cancer every day. Now the government's taking action to get more of us to go for screening to try and detect the early signs. Stats released today show one in four women are not getting checked out. Public Health Minister Steve Brine says there's often a misunderstanding of what the test is for.
Unlike breast screening, where you know you are looking for a lump that ultimately is breast cancer, with cervical screening you're looking for abnormal cells or the HPV virus, which could lead to cervical cancer, but then therefore can, you know, it's an entirely preventable process.
10 years ago there was a slight increase in the number of women going to have the test done following the death of Big Brother star Jade Goody, but in recent years the number has fallen. Professor Julia Verne is from Public Health England.
It had a lot of coverage in the media, so it acted a little bit like a campaign. It's one of those things that you need to keep reinforcing, and that's why Public Health England is launching this campaign to encourage women to go for cervical screening, because we can prevent more cervical cancers.
Sophie Brandon from Ashford decided to film going for her first smear test last year, as a lot of her friends said they were worried about it.
So it feels fine, no discomfort. Obviously, it feels a little bit weird, but it's going to.
The 25-year-old says it's nothing to be concerned about.
Talk to people about it, do some research, because it's okay. And you know what? If you did have anything wrong with you, at least you could find out at the earliest, hopefully the earliest stage is possible to do something about it.
You can see Sophie's video at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
The government's facing criticism today after Britain's top police officer said there is some link between officer numbers and rising violent crime. The comments appear to be at odds with those of Theresa May yesterday following recent fatal stabbings. The Labour Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, doesn't think the Tories are doing enough to tackle knife crime.
For the Prime Minister and the Home Sec to now cry crocodile tears is no consolation. We need rapid investment now, but also the Prime Minister herself to lead the work required to grapple with the issue of the increase in knife crime, not just in London, by the way, all across the country.
The Home Office insists it is boosting funding. A man accused of murdering his wife in Maidstone on Christmas Day still hasn't entered a plea because a psychiatric report hasn't been completed yet. 19-year-old Parin Qureshi's body was discovered at a flat in the town off London Road. Mohammed Qureshi, who's 27 and from Kentish Court, is due to go on trial in June. Bosses are being urged to reject proposals for 300 new homes in Whitstable following concerns about access. Developers want to build on land near the John Wilson Business Park, but planning officers say emergency vehicles in particular would struggle to get in. People also living in the area are worried about a lack of jobs and pressure on local schools.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman who was left unable to speak after suffering a hemiplegic migraine says music should be prescribed on the NHS. Amelia Rose Hamilton from Staplehurst was on her way home from work when she started getting stroke-like symptoms.
I'd been teaching all day long. I left school at 8 p.m. after parents' evening, and then I was driving about 5 minutes down the road when suddenly I couldn't think. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know where I was. I got this blinding headache.
The 27-year-old was taken to hospital but struggled to speak for days until her friend brought his guitar in and started singing with her. She's posted the video on Facebook to try and raise awareness of how powerful music can be. So far, it's had more than 700,000 views, and you can see it at Kent Online. And stars of Beverly Hills 90210 have been paying tribute to Luke Perry, who's died at the age of 52 after suffering a stroke. Christina Lee McCarthy, who played a love interest for his character in the show, said his time was far too short. He more recently appeared in the US drama Riverdale.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket in Kent, Sam Billings is hoping to make an impression for England in tonight's 2020 with the West Indies. He's set to play in the format for his country for the first time in over a year in St Lucia, and has been telling Sky Sports News he needs to make the most of the chance.
I've showed elements of what I can do, so in the back end, I've batted at kind of 6 and 7 generally, and that 50 odd I got against Pakistan. it's being able to replicate that more consistently. And I suppose the biggest challenge for me is actually not trying too hard when I play for England.
Play is due to get underway at 8 tonight, our time. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.